Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Jones.
Oh, yeah. It's Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. You can always leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This podcast is heard on the Quad Pod Network at qodpod.com/Ryan Hoppy. Hoppy Hour Live, the separate talking head video show that I do, can be found on the No Filter Network at nofilter.net. And for all the info, ryanhoppyradio.com. All right, if it's your first time listening, I'm going to let you know what this show is about.
This podcast is for the people who wake up in the morning and grind their ass off. The people who run to their coffee pot and chug that scorching hot coffee. The people who won't give up no matter how hard life gets. The people who push their body to the limit just to get by in life. Because that's all you can do. This is Hoppy Hour.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
The biggest star in boxing is on the verge of signing a massive deal. I'm talking about Jake Paul. So,
alrighty. I'm not one of the guys out there who hates on Jake Paul. Not one of the guys who thinks he's annoying. I think he's brilliant. Think him and Logan are amazing entertainers. Think him and Logan are amazing heels. Think him and... You got the point. But the only thing I find irritating about Jake Paul and Logan, I want them to box somebody legitimate.
Jake Paul has a multi...
Right now, they're nothing more than a circus act.
Jake Paul has a multi-fight deal with Showtime. This is just Jake's latest step in combat sports domination. This is a big deal for him.
Domination. We work at TMZ, so we gotta kiss their ass. Domination.
Everybody, including us, just laughed at this when he said, I'm not going to be a YouTube star anymore. I'm going to be a boxer. He did what he said he was going to do.
That's a good point, Harvey.
But on the business aspect, it's great for him as an athlete to fight a professional boxer. He's going to get a rude awakening.
What?
That's one way to put it.
Why do you say that?
Boxers. And he hasn't fought a real professional fighter.
Can be yeah, I mean, that's a good point. All these celebrity news reporters, they report it as if he's really good, but I mean, he's a P.T. Barnum bro.
The snot out of Nate Robinson, right? Beat the snot out of the UFC fighter. So maybe
and who was he? He beat a YouTuber. He beat a basketball player. If he beats an average boxer, then I can say he's right. Legit. Well, but
hell yeah, bro! Speaking out about the truth, whoever you are, insert Gen X reporter. All righty, TMZ is doing that. Blah, 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 blah. That thing where they all talk over each other because they're not in the same room and they're all on Zoom. And to that, I say,
shut up.
God, it gets irritating. 856-49-HOPPY. Leave me a voicemail. Do you think that Jake Paul is a legitimate fighter? Do you think Jake Paul's fun? Or do you think Jake Paul is nothing more and nothing less than a circus bro? I don't know. I kind of lean towards the second thing I said, but This next headline. Oh, today in fake outrage over angry. Good riddance.
Justin Bieber just debuted a new do after he faced some major backlash for his previous hairstyle. Uh-huh. Just 1 month after the Peaches hitmaker was accused of cultural appropriation for styling his hair in dreadlocks, Justin bid the twist goodbye and is now sporting a buzz cut.
Oh, man. I'm not one to sit here and speak about cultural appropriation because I don't know enough about it. But I will say, I don't think Justin Bieber, when he had dreadlocks, was going in to appropriate the culture. I don't think he was going in trying to offend people. I think he was just having a quarter life crisis and wanted to have dreadlocks. I don't think he was going, I'm going to offend people today and I want to be culturally inappropriate. Come on. I just don't get these people who get so offended over things. Sit back in your chair real quick. If you have a medical marijuana card, take a hit of the blunt, unless you're listening in Seattle, Denver, or California. And think about it. In this short lifetime you have, you're really going to be offended over Justin Bieber, someone you're never going to meet, who's more talented and more famous than you, and that's why you're jealous. You're going to be offended over him having dreadlocks. You're a fun person. Get away from me.
The singer unveiled his new look on Instagram. He first posted a selfie of himself on his Instagram story. He then shared a snapshot of his fresh haircut on his page.
He looks like every Caucasian dude, at least with the dreadlocks. He was kind of unique looking. Now it's just him and Haley looking like they don't really love each other. Just hanging out. He's got a buzz cut, looking like every bro in South Tampa. Every bro that makes $50,000 acting like a millionaire. Oh, yeah, we're going to buy drinks at the club and impress the women that are going to take advantage of us by just buying drinks and ditching us. You don't believe me? Go to Ybor City on a Friday night.
Alongside his wife, Haley Baldwin. Quote, happy Sunday.
Oh, yeah, they look so happy. Happy Sunday. Woo! I got accused of cultural appropriation. What a happy Sunday. Forget about the people that are going to brunch having fun. Getting accused of cultural appropriation and having to get a buzz cut. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, he captioned the photo.
Yeah.
Back in April, the 27-year-old got fans talking when he debuted dreadlocks.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, he's just being goofy. He's bored. He doesn't love his wife.
Some complimented him on his new look, mm-hmm. while others called Justin out for cultural appropriation. Quote, yikes, the cultural appropriation that is Justin Bieber's hair.
And they're reading it off of a Twitter account, an anonymous Twitter account. It's not even like a reputable, I don't know, insider.
One fan tweeted.
A fan, it's an anonymous account.
Another follower echoed, quote, it's not just hair, mm-hmm. it's cultural appropriation, and it's the second time he chose to do it.
Yeah.
He claims to love and care for black people and then does things that hurt them. It's not just hair.
I don't think he was going in there doing that. I don't think he's racist. I just, huh? What? Maybe I'm missing out. Maybe I need to learn more. Leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. Email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Message me on Facebook. Tweet me at ryanhoppyradio. Is there something I'm not getting? I just don't think his intent was bad. I don't think what he did was, but maybe I'm not seeing it from the right point of view. And heaven forbid, through the 27 going on 28 years I've been alive, there's been a lot of things I have not seen in the right point of view. So maybe I'm missing out.
Quote, you're smarter than this. Don't let your friend.
Is he? I mean, he got caught pissing in a bucket 10 years ago and got a DUI going 100 miles in Miami. Is he a real PhD scholar?
Quote, you're smarter than this.
What?
Don't let your friends ruin you, my guy. We've been through this in 2016 on why wearing dreads isn't okay. Why?
What was so specific about 2016?
Why do you continue to do this?
Because Bieber doesn't know who you are, Chelsea. Who is Chelsea on Twitter? We're asking the same thing. Who the hell are you, Chelsea?
LOL. At Justin Bieber, just because Haley says it's hot doesn't mean it's right. It's black cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. A third tweeted. This isn't the...
But because they tweeted it. Ah, man. I don't... You know what I mean? Maybe I just don't see things correctly, which I would not be surprised at. We are going to take a quick break. Gonna pay some bills, as they say, and we'll be right back after this.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here hanging out with you. That was irritating. What is the meaning of life? Who is my future wife? I have a pretty good idea. Let the beat drop. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Oh, I worked out with Devin today. And let me tell you, I feel alive. It's alive. Go to FitSageFitness.com and there you can sign up for workouts if you're in the Tampa Bay area with Devin Prasad. But don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. If you don't live in Florida, don't worry. You can always do virtual workouts, but you got to make it happen, Captain. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram, fitsagefitness.com. Go there and tell them I sent you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
He never holds back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi. If you're ever wondering what I'm doing while I'm playing this minute-long bumper, I have this little toy carrot that I threw at my cat. Not like mean, so you don't need to get PETA involved. I'm not famous enough for them. I probably shouldn't manifest that. But I threw this little rubber toy carrot at my cat. Not hard, though. And now he's rolling around on the ground with the toy carrot. Just another day in the Hoppy household. Lock me up. No, don't do that, please.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. What the hell is going on with Kim Kardashian as she has a new love interest, potentially, allegedly?
Amid the relationship rumors between CNN anchor Van Jones and Kim Kardashian, then...
Hell yeah, we finally get our first CNN porno. Hell yeah. Thank God it's not Chris Cuomo.
Amid the relationship rumors between CNN anchor Van Jones and Kim Kardashian, Van just gushed over Kim in a new interview with Ellen.
Hell yeah, you got a liberal CNN reporter hanging out with that creep known as Ellen. What a fun time that is. Oh yeah. The three-letter network hanging out with the four-letter. Never mind.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
In case you missed it, after news of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's divorce broke, rumors started to swirl around that Kim was dating her longtime friend and CNN anchor, Van Jones.
That's a little suspicious. You're telling me a longtime friend? Were there some benefits in this friendship, Kim? I don't know. I'm just saying.
Last month, Page Six reported that the two had recently started dating.
Just recently. They had to wait until they were officially divorced with Kanye and the paperwork was just thrown on the table. There was no interaction at all between them prior.
And as fans might recall, Kim and Van actually go way back.
I bet they do, as he pulls out.
The two attended Variety and Rolling Stone's Criminal Justice Reform Summit together back in 2018 to discuss.
And the hair got all messy. Well, he's bald, so his didn't. In the closet, they're hanging out. Yeah. You know, there's that room where you take off. You know, like in the movies when there's the closet at a fancy party and there's all the jackets and you're just having sex underneath the. Never mind.
Discuss prison reform.
Yeah.
Later that year, Kim also made an appearance on the Van Jones show, and Van admitted on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live that he thinks Kim is brilliant.
That's one way to put it.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, she's real PhD.
She is no
brilliant.
Joke. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah. That's the word I kept using last night. Oh, you're brilliant.
And while Kim and Van haven't formally addressed their relationship rumors,
I don't think they're going to. Because she's so brilliant.
He just gushed over her yet again in a new interview on The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Wow, that's real relevant. You could have literally gone on The Ellen DeGeneres Show and said that you've had sex with her every single second while she was married to Kanye, and nobody would have cared because nobody's watching Ellen, and it would have been like taking a dump in the woods.
Ellen mentioned that Kim is doing an apprenticeship at Van's criminal justice nonprofit, Dream.
She's a little close to the situation with Van Jones.
Corpse Justice, as she's on her journey to become a lawyer, and Van already is an attorney.
Yeah, give her the law.
So, Ellen asked how Kim is doing now that she's 3 years into her pursuit of becoming a lawyer.
Really good.
Hey, she's doing amazing. I mean, yeah. I think she has used her platform to help people.
Her platform, oh, the memories over the years of that platform.
Behind bars.
Yeah, that was one way to put it, and when Ray J was behind bars.
Continued on and discussed how being a lawyer has actually always been a dream of Kim's, so it's been incredible to watch her pursue it.
Her dad,
yeah,
was a lawyer.
Her dad was a lawyer? No, I didn't know that, Van Jones. Thanks for the breaking news update.
Lawyer. And she always wanted to be a lawyer. And so she decided, you know, once she got a taste of what she could do.
Using yeah, a real taste.
From using her brain.
Give some brain.
You know, she hasn't let up.
He sounds really protective. Like, you know, how do I word this? I'm trying to think. Here's how I word it. You know, when there's somebody who, when you're at a party and a woman gets brought up and the one dude, I'm not saying everybody else is insulting the woman, but the one dude knows a lot about her. He's like, yeah, she's been taking ballet classes and she had a little bit of a midlife crisis. And that's why she dyed her hair purple. And yeah, she's doing really good. She's got a new job in that. And you're like, how the hell do you know so much about Susan? Yeah. And I know she's taken up the second job at the bar and she's currently on the keto diet and she got a new apartment and she's really redecorating it. Everyone's like, wow, you know a lot about this girl. That's the same thing with this lawyer because they're hooking up.
And Van said that he thinks Kim is going to be a great lawyer considering the work she's already been doing.
So I think she's going to be an unbelievable attorney and she's already.
Yeah.
I think one of the best advocates that we have in criminal justice.
I mean, that's not a bad point, but I don't think there's that many advocates.
Nothing but rave reviews there from Van.
Yeah, what is he going to say? Oh, she's pretty average.
Kim is also set to appear in Van's upcoming documentary, The First Step.
I'm sure that's going to be totally not biased.
Which premieres at Tribeca Film Festival in June.
Can't wait.
We're looking forward to seeing.
I don't care. They're so hooking up. This next headline, oh man, it's about J-Lo. Jenny from the Block. Hanging out with Ben Affleck in Miami.
Jennifer Lopez was just spotted in Miami, Florida with Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And the 51-year-old triple threat is all smiles.
That's a way to put it, triple threat. Some people, when they're 51, they're an AARP member in 4 years. Oh, she's a real triple threat.
I'm thrilled. The former exes were snapped on a walk together Sunday. That's J-Lo grinning ear to ear as the 48-year-old Oscar winner walks behind her.
Yeah, he's got this like muscles, Ben Affleck. Like, yeah, I'm sober now. Now I'm banging J-Lo again like it's 2004.
Love it. The two, famously known as Bennifer,
I forgot about that.
Recently rekindled their romance years after they split in 2004.
Got it.
Ben was spotted visiting Jen's LA home on multiple occasions.
Yeah, visiting the home. It's all pink inside.
And the two even took a trip to Montana with a source telling ET they are, quote, having fun together.
That's one way to put it.
The source added, quote, Jen is loving the attention she has been getting from Ben. Jen and Ben didn't get along at the end of their relationship years ago.
That's what happens when you break up with somebody. You usually aren't getting along in the end. Also, by her saying that Ben is giving her a lot of attention and she's liking it, that's implying that Alex Rodriguez was giving her little to none. Whoa.
But once their hurt feelings subsided, they were friendly for many years.
Yeah.
Now that they've fully reconnected, they are having fun together and care about each other a great deal.
Oh, that's good. I would hope you're in a relationship and you care about the other person.
No, I can't stop smiling.
The two first started dating back in 2002 while starring in their first movie together, Geely.
I'm sorry. Do we know each other?
Nah, we do.
Not yet.
They quickly got engaged, but by 2003, they called off their wedding just days before their planned September ceremony. Mm-hmm. And they officially split in January 2004.
No, that was the worst month ever.
It was my first, like, adult heartbreak.
Was it because it was so public and we wanted to know every single thing about your relationship?
Us, the media, now we're pretending to be sorry.
Well, that didn't help. I was an adult. We were about to get married.
Yeah, bitch, you didn't help. You didn't help at all.
It didn't work out, and it was just a bad heartbreak. Like, you know, it was just one of those breakups that really, you know, it was like a tough one for me.
J-Lo went on to marry Mark Anthony, whom she shares 13-year-old twins Max and Emmy with, but they...
Oh, I thought she was going to say shares 13 kids with. I was like, oh, I didn't know she popped out that many, but no, two 13-year-olds. Got it.
Split in 2014 after 10 years of marriage. And in 2019, she got engaged to former MLB star Alex Rodriguez after two.
Alrighty, so we're going to find out about Alex Rodriguez as he's in a new beginning. Somebody feels a little left out. Oops, wrong button. Let me do it again. Somebody feels a little left out. He put up a post about his new beginning. You know, the girl from Southern Charmed wants nothing to do with him now that he's single. Oh, you're in a relationship? I'll wreck that relationship all day long. Oh, but you're single? I'm not into that. I like to wreck relationships.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
And we will get to that right after this.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
That's what I said. 856. 49 Hoppy. Yeah. Got it. Oh, yeah. Man, the kids are growing up. Time flies. This following segment's been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Oh, my God. Today I went and I feel alive. It's in St. Petersburg. All the info on social media, search up Amir Academy of Martial Arts or AmirAcademy.com. Oh, my God. Like, you know when you work out and you think you did an okay job? But then you have that workout where you literally give it your all and you're driving home dizzy? It's probably not the best way to endorse Amir. Anyway, I felt alive today. Like, I felt amazing. And that's all because of Amir. It's a family setting. All ages can go. But you got to make it happen. You can't listen to every happy hour and hear me talking about Amir Academy of Martial Arts and go, oh, I'll go sometime. You could be dead tomorrow. That's another good endorsement for Amir Mortality. Amir Academy of Martial Arts. There you can change your life forever, baby.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think meat wad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts?
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What the hell is going on with the overcompensating small penis known as Alex Rodriguez? He looks like one.
Alex Rodriguez is ready for his next phase of life. The former New York Yankee took to Instagram story to share his new mantra following his split from former fiance Jennifer Lopez.
What's the new mantra? To keep it in your pants and not cheat? You cheated at your job and on every relationship.
A-Rod wrote, quote, I am about to step into a new beginning in my life.
What?
Anything that doesn't serve me is clearing out of my life.
Passive aggressive. Anything that doesn't serve me is clearing out of my life. Woman that was in my life and I cheated on her with a girl from Southern Charmed.
The newly single dad talking about clearing out Jennifer stuff. The businessman continued his tale of his new beginning on Instagram on Sunday, writing, quote, new energy is emerging.
Really? Like the new energy of a midlife crisis and letting everybody know about your new energy because deep down you're insecure. What a bitch.
Are unlocking for me mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Oh, new levels are unlocking for you mentally, physically, and spiritually? Usually, somebody who's going through things physically, mentally, and spiritually where they're unlocking and they are doing a manifest. You don't have to let everybody know. It just happened. You just kind of notice. That means you are sad inside, A-Rod. You know you failed. You know you're a cheater, a pumpkin eater.
I am remaining patient and know that this new phase of my life is coming.
You're about to be 50, bro, and you had J-Lo and you cheated on her.
The pair officially called off their engagement in April 2021 after 4 years together. They released a statement to the Today Show confirming the news and said they realized they are better off as friends, saying in part, quote, we will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects. We wish the best for each other and one another's children.
Alrighty, it's enough of A-Rod for today. I think she said that too when she started banging Ben Affleck. She's like, that's enough of A-Rod for my life. All right. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Okay. Before I get into this headline, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's open relationship details revealed. I find open relationships to be absolutely, positively fascinating. Email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Tweet me at ryanhoppyradio. Or you can leave me a voicemail and I'll play it on the next show. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. If you're in an open relationship, or you know of someone that's in an open relationship and it is working stupendously, not just on social media to let everybody know how great it is. If it's really working that well, how is it working and why is it working? Because this just in, I say controversial things and I say it like it is. So I'm about to say this. I think if you're in an open relationship, you're either settling or you don't love the person as much as the next relationship where it's just monogamous. The idea, the thought, the mindset of somebody else having sex with my girlfriend repulses me. I like the idea of her, I'm going to say this, I'm going to sound whipped, being my best friend, us hanging on, having sex once a week. I'm just kidding. It's amazing. I can't imagine, I just don't know. Maybe it's because I'm so self-centered and an only child. It's probably the answer. The idea of like you hanging out at home and you're like, bye, honey. See you later. Have fun on your other day where you're going to have sex with somebody else. And then you're just hanging out at home. If you're a weirdo, you're watching a murder documentary and you're just hanging out while that person's having sex with somebody else. Like, it's just bizarre to me. Then STDs and then, oh, but you wore a condom. I don't know. It's just, it's not for me. I get it. But I just don't think you love the person as much as you could. It just feels a little more kinkier to me. Like a relationship where you're just passing them around. You can have a little more. And you can have a little more. And you can have a little more. I don't know. Am I missing out on something? Is there something I should be noticing about an open relationship? Maybe I should have an open relationship. Not a chance. Maybe I should just pass my girlfriend around. Not a chance.
According to new reports, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are back together, but it's not an exclusive relationship, and they're both totally fine with that.
Well, that's fine. They have a kid.
Let's get into it.
A hot dog down the hallway.
Earlier this week, adorable photos surfaced of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's family outing at Disneyland together with their daughter Stormy.
Ah, we know it's a great time because they took pictures of the great time. Not the argument afterwards about who's going to clean up the kid's diaper.
Kim Kardashian, her daughter Chicago, and niece Dream also tagged along for a day at the happiest place on earth. Mm-hmm. Kylie shared photos from the...
Oh, thank God the happiest place on earth was not Chicago because then you'd have to lock your doors.
Earth. Kylie shared photos from the outing to her Instagram story, including one shot of all the kids with the caption, hands full today.
So relatable.
And if you've been to Disneyland, you know you have to get the obligatory spinning teacups shot. Travis.
I did not know that, but thank you for the info, I guess.
Travis also shared two photos of him and Stormy to his Instagram page with the caption, a forever ride.
At least they're good parents.
Needless to say, Kylie and Travis's Disney outing had fans buzzing about whether or not these two are back together. And according to many sources, they are, but with a few minor stipulations.
You get to have her now, and you get to have her now, and you get to have him now, and you get to have him now. Who wants to bang my boyfriend today?
Insiders close to Kylie and Travis revealed to TMZ that the couple have confirmed that they are giving their romance another go. But this time around, they're also dating other people.
Ah, man. Why is there such a new high of STDs around the world? We'll never know.
That's right. Kylie and Travis are reportedly in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. But hey, whatever works, right? As many fans know by now, the couple initially broke up back in 2019, but have stayed committed to co-parenting Stormy ever since.
How long is this going to last? Because what's going to happen is Kylie's going to start digging somebody, and then she's going to want to just be with him exclusively. Oh, but I thought open relationships always worked. Get the hell out of here.
20, Kylie told Harper's Bazaar, quote, we have such a great relationship. We're like best friends.
That's good.
We both love Stormy and want what's best for her.
At least they're good parents.
We stay connected and coordinated.
I'm not coordinated.
I think about my parents in situations with Stormy, what they would do. They were very hands-on with me, and I want the same for Stormy.
Alrighty, I don't really care anymore. Oh, this is going to be so hilarious. Kendall Jenner, her most epic responses to being pregnant.
If I had a dollar for every time Kendall Jenner was allegedly pregnant, I'd be here stacking some serious checks.
Thank you for the joke, I guess.
But since she's most definitely not, we're taking a look back at some of Kendall's most iconic reactions to being with child.
I feel like Kendall's the one where she, every day at the exact time, takes that pill and is like, there's no way, Jose. Get over here, Jose.
If there's one thing the Kardashians know how to do and do it well, they have
sex.
Have this truly impressive ability to pop out an army of offspring like it's their civic duty. Well, all except one seem to have gotten the memo, but thankfully that one, aka Kendall Jenner, is too busy living her best dang life
and getting drunk.
Doing a pretty good job of it, might I add. That doesn't mean Kendall isn't constantly being bombarded by suspecting fans and surrounded by false rumors regarding her childbearing status.
Yeah, you know, Kris Jenner's like, did he pull out last night? She's like, yeah, and she's like, damn it, you're not supposed to.
But one of the many reasons why she's so loved and adored is because Kendall is able to take the constant speculation with stride. Point in case, the time she responded to a tweet shared by MTV Australia back in 2017 that read, quote, so fans now reckon Kendall Jenner is preggers thanks to this Instagram pic?
There is nothing worse than the word preggers.
Her response was equally as relatable as it was honest, simply stating, quote, I just like bagels, okay?
I can't even hate, that's pretty funny.
Let the girl live, am I right?
Yeah,
needless
right.
Needless to say, Kendall will call out a false speculation when she sees one, even if that speculation arises from her own mother. Back in March of this year, during an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kris tweeted to Kendall some words of encouragement in what many perceived to be a pregnancy announcement.
It says, you got this, with a baby bottle and then at Kendall Jenner.
Writing, you've got this, Kendall Jenner, with a baby bottle emoji.
I said that.
Although Kris was cheering Kendall on after she agreed to babysit Kim and Kourtney Kardashian's kids, Kendall was quick to set the record straight, replying with, Mom, this looks like a pregnancy announcement.
And he pulled out last night. And Mom, remember, we got to buy more tissues.
It was, however, the same episode where Kendall opened up to Khloe's best friend, Malika, after meeting her son, that once she saw...
Alrighty, I feel like I need to wash my hands after this.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Ah, man. I don't know. Can you imagine, like, your mom, you know, being that involved? I don't know, gross.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here, hanging up. With you or whatever. This following segment has been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. Let that beat drop. If you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, there it has all the locations of where you can get the best hot sauce in this whole wide universe. But don't freak out. Don't have a panic attack. If you don't live in Florida, you can always order the best hot sauce online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There as well has some recipes, man. Oh, you can get life advice at TampaBayHotSauce.com. Not at all. Oh, you can get everything. And when you get that nice hot sauce, tag at Ryan Hoppy Radio and at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce and let us know how amazing it is.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Fitness.
Oh, I do. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me. Oh, yeah, baby. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Kourtney Kardashian cried
because of Kim Kardashian during an argument.
Courtney, you can't even keep a nanny. Kim, shut the f*** up.
Why would you treat your family like that? It's so...
I've seen better acting in a porno. Why would you say that to me?
Courtney, you can't even keep a nanny. Kim, shut the f*** up, honestly.
Why would you treat your family like that? It's so... up.
And then you guys, you just, oh wow, I just had a weird speech impediment moment. Wow. Wow. So like growing up, I had the worst speech impediment ever. And then there's moments where it's like it just all comes together. Well, I was going to say you could have Travis Barker come in the room and be like, oh yeah, leave my girl alone. At least in the worst moments that Kim Kardashian's being a bitch, she's not as bad as my ex.
Kim and Kourtney Kardashian had another epic sister fight on Thursday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I want one episode where there's no drama. Oh, that's right. That's when the cameras are off and they're on their phone now looking at each other.
But don't worry. It didn't get physical like the last time.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried. I've been laying around going, please, Lord, I hope you're real. I hope that we don't just go black when we die. And it just, that sounded weird. I hope it just doesn't go black when we die. And that there's something after we die. And we're not just being eaten in the ground by maggots. But until then, I know that there's probably going to be a fight between Kourtney and Kim. But can you please not have it get physical? Amen.
Don't ever come at me like that. Swear to God, I'll punch you in your face.
Oh, yeah. What a fight. Kim goes over to Kourtney when she's saying that, and she just grabs her by her arms like, oh, I don't know how to fight.
Don't ever come at me like that. ever come at me like
you
that. Don't, I swear to God, I'll punch you in your face.
Wow, the acting is wonderful.
It all went down after Kim approached her older sister about an incident that Kourt allegedly had with Kim's nanny after the unnamed employee allegedly said this to Kourt's youngest son, Rain.
What?
She's like, boy, you're a liar.
While Kim agreed that her nanny shouldn't have called...
Oh, wow, that's just so offensive. Their acting in this show, because we know it's scripted, reminds me of The Lemon Tree. Do you know about The Lemon Tree? I'll tell you about The Lemon Tree. It's a porno with James Dean. Or these whores, as they say. Taking the lemons.
James.
Yes, Haley.
I'm so glad that our lemon tree finally grew.
Me too.
And sprouted fruitful lemony lemons.
I know, me too. I mean, imagine, we can make lemonade, key lemon pie.
Yeah.
Lemon meringue pie.
Got it.
I think it's the most valuable property that we have.
I do agree. I think we should go to the
bank. So they're talking about the lemons, looking at the lemon tree, and right behind them are some more lemon trees, and this naked woman is taking some of the lemons.
And get a loan. Actually, I think we should just get lemon tree insurance.
Got it.
I think you're right.
And then get a loan and use the lemon tree as collateral, because it is now insured. I truly do love our lemon tree.
Yeah, me
just
too.
Imagine.
I mean, isn't this better acting than anything you've seen in a Kardashian show? Besides the one with Ray J.
A full of lemon trees.
I know. And all our beautiful lemons.
Endless possibilities.
Endless possibilities. They're so beautiful.
I wish I was a lemon.
You wish you were a lemon? If you were a lemon, I would put you on my shelf and cherish you like I cherish all our lemons.
Oh, man, I'm having a speech impediment moment. Day by day. Losing my mind. He's like, can we just have sex already? I've had enough of the lemon talk.
That's so beautiful.
I try.
But I only hope that the whores aren't stealing our lemons. You know, those naughty whores always steal lemons.
We do have a couple lemon whores in this community.
Watch out for the lemon whores. You want to see some lemon whores? Just go to Ybor City on a Saturday night.
Damn lemon stealing whores.
I hate them. Because no one will take our prized lemons from us.
Hey, has it been about 10 seconds since we looked at our lemon tree?
It has been about 10 seconds till we looked at our lemon tree.
Hey,
what the fuck?
It's a whore.
It's a whore stealing our lemons.
Oh, man. Trust me, the whole video is pretty fun. By no means. Oh, I totally on accident went from talking about lemon tree whores to Meghan Markle.
Prince Harry says Meghan Markle broke down in tears before her tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey aired over...
What a sociopath. I'm about to ruin a family, but I feel sad.
The bullying allegations made against her.
There really was not anything off limits.
Back in March, just days before Meghan and Harry's sit-down with Oprah was set to air, news broke that the Duchess of Sussex faced a bullying complaint made by one of her now former close advisors during her time as a working royal at Kensington Palace, something Meghan has strongly denied.
The Times newspaper has reported that the Duchess allegedly bullied two members of her household staff out of Kensington Palace and made...
Sounds about right. She doesn't seem like a nice person.
...the life of the third member of staff almost unbearable.
I don't care. I don't care.
Those are the allegations. They are strongly refuted.
I don't care. I know I just played the clip, but... God, is the royal family news just so boring. I want to know about Prince Andrew. Oh, that's right. They're covering it up. 856-49 Hoppy. Speaking of cover-ups, this next headline... really is despicable. This next headline really is revolting. This next headline really is disgusting. The problem? It involves liberals. And I'm not a Republican, so I don't want any liberals going, oh, you know, I didn't vote. I don't care. But this next headline involves people that are liberal, so the media is never going to really report about it. Not at all. But oh, if it was somebody Republican doing it, they would have talked about it.
Overnight, CNN's Chris Cuomo defending the political advice he gave his brother Andrew.
Lie, and I'll report about it.
New York's governor, accused of inappropriate behavior or sexual harassment by at least 9 women.
Oh, but when a Republican does it, let's report about it all day. But a liberal did it? Don't talk about it. Talk about Trump. I'm just saying here. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democratic. I think all politicians are scumbag leeches. Actually, comparing a politician to a scumbag leech, you're hurting the integrity of a scumbag leech. Leave the leeches alone. But seriously, if any Republican did what Chris Cuomo did, he'd be crucified. But oh, we got to protect him. You gotta protect them!
I understand why that was a problem for CNN.
Yeah.
It will not happen again.
Oh, but it happened before, Chris. You should be fired. Oh, but you're so pretty and handsome. And you're so cool doing those TikTok dances. Oh, you're so relatable.
It was a mistake.
But the...
Oh, it was? I don't know.
Younger Cuomo conceding that when it comes to his brother, he is biased.
Duh, he's a brother. It's your blood.
I can be objective about just about any topic.
But why were you reporting about it? You should have been at home dancing to those TikTok dances with your daughter. Ooh, look at me. I got muscles. F you.
But not about my family.
Less than 2 months ago, Chris Cuomo promised his viewers to be straight with them.
I cannot cover it because he is my brother.
While he...
You don't say. It's a little bit of a... How did you say? A conflict of interest.
Avoided the story on the air. Off camera, he was involved. This morning, the governor's office confirming what the Washington Post first reported, that Chris Cuomo joined strategy calls with the governor's aides about how to respond to the scandal.
I mean, is this surprising at all? Again, if this was somebody Republican, we would be talking about it day after day. But oh, it's the Cuomos. You can't hurt the Cuomos. All the people that defend the Cuomos don't realize that the Cuomos would spit on you and wouldn't even piss on you if you were on fire. Oh, but we got to protect the Cuomos. They're so cool.
Chris Cuomo do more than just listen on these calls?
Yes, Chris Cuomo gave a lot of advice on these calls. He struck a...
Oh, that sounds good. The guy that's reporting the news that all the liberals go to.
Really pugilistic tone, telling his brother to not resign, to push back against the allegations, to not give in to quote-unquote cancel culture.
Asked about the reports, the governor's office describes Chris Cuomo's role as a few phone conversations.
Just a few. No big deal. I'm Chris Cuomo. I can do what I want because I'm a pretty boy douchebag from New York. I'm a Fredo scumbag leech.
friends and advisors, giving the governor advice.
Hey, buddy, here's how you get out of it. And then we'll ask you this and this and this and we're scumbag Italians.
That influence from his...
We have small dicks.
...brother, according to the Washington Post, apparent in the governor's defiant response.
End quote. That was the actual quote from Governor Andrew Cuomo.
That didn't do anything wrong.
Governor.
Pretty much the same thing. If I was Republican and everything I did, I'd be crucified. But because I'm liberal, everybody protects me.
Apparent in the governor's defiant response.
That didn't do anything wrong.
Governor Cuomo has denied the harassment allegations.
What's he going to say? Oh, yeah, I'm a creep. Cancel me now.
And refused calls to step down. He's also apologized for making anyone uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
Women have accused the governor of everything from making inappropriate remarks to groping to unwanted kisses.
I mean, you look at Andrew Cuomo. Does he come off like a guy that knows about consent?
This morning, Chris Cuomo insists he never influenced CNN's coverage of his brother.
That's a lie. That is a big, fat lie.
In a statement, CNN says it was inappropriate for...
But if Fox News did this, oh, they'd be crucified. Oh, but it's CNN. Just a little slap on the wrist, throw it under the rug. I mean, what news network was reporting about this? The Today Show, no one watches this.
For Chris to be on those calls, which Chris acknowledges he will not participate in such conversations going forward.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God not going forward. How are we going to trust you if you did it before? How are you going to learn your lesson now? The only reason you're talking about it is because you got caught.
I love my brother.
Duh, he's your brother. It's fine to love him, but you shouldn't be involved with him at all. You scumbag. And this is the network that all the liberals go to for the news. And yes, again, I think Fox News is ridiculous. I think Tucker Carlson's hilarious, but that's because I know he's fake. But people think he's real. The same thing goes with the Cuomos and the Anderson Coopers and the Don Lemons. Lemon, eh, eh, eh. Oh, God, all of them. They all suck. They're all talking heads.
I love my family.
Oh, thank God. I was worried. Now get off of TV.
I love my job.
Oh, I bet you do. You make millions being a scumbag to lies.
And I love and respect my colleagues.
Oh, thank God. That's why you put them all in jeopardy by being a sociopath.
Here at CNN.
Oh, I have COVID. Oh, we need to do videos of me in my basement. I'm seeing things. I'm losing my mind.
And again, to them, I am truly sorry.
Oh, you sound so sorry. Reminds me of this time I got my ass kicked like 17 years ago, 18 years ago in third grade. And this kid kicked me in the balls. And then the principal made him say sorry. And let's take a trip into the time machine. Ow, you kicked me in the balls.
I am truly sorry.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
It's like I'm reliving the memory. I'm truly sorry. Did you know I'm sorry? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Shut up.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Shut up!
I told you to shut up. This following segment being brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. At DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, at West Chase Printing on Instagram. When you get that nice invoice, and it's going to be a nice invoice, he's already going to hook you up with an amazing deal, but he'll hook you up with an even greater deal if you tell him that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy, hoppy, this is Hoppy Hour. Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Live from St. Petersburg, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarre, I love you. Bizarre, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Whoa, Hoppy Hot Topic.
It's a whole lot of money.
Look closely and you'll see the face of someone who just ripped their pants on national television and handled it like a boss.
It's Lil Nas X on SNL. He ripped his pants. Totally not a publicity stunt. And anybody that believes it wasn't, you're dumb. Now he's just grabbing his crotch. Oh, totally on accident.
Yeah, I felt the energy. Some things didn't go as planned, but we kept moving on.
Saturday, Lil Nas X brought all the sexual energy, leather, and skin-bearing outfits from his Montero Call Me By Your Name music video to this.
Lil Nas X just reeks of sexual energy. Like, he just walks in a room and you're like,
Saturday Night Live stage, but ended up giving a more revealing performance than he had planned.
Yeah, revealing.
That's when the 22-year-old stepped up to the pole to show off some moves, dropped it low, and, well, ripped his pants.
All right. I'm reading the comment section. His reaction was cute. Yeah, it's just what's planned out.
But Lil Nas X played
it. People that think that this is planned out probably think that Janet Jackson's innocent.
Off and finished up his performance like a true pro.
Oh, Janet Jackson's. Oh, she's. Totally innocent? Oh, yeah, because women all the time wear pasties.
Never even flinching once, to be honest. When the show wrapped, he hit up social media to weigh in on the wardrobe malfunction, tweeting, quote, not my pants ripped on live on TV.
I bet his publicist or PR team tweeted that out. Totally not planned.
Later, he joked, I wanted to do my pole routine so bad, this what I get. LMAO.
Alrighty, I don't care anymore. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. God, we have so much to get into.
As far as we knew, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were...
Can you imagine laying that? Can you imagine laying next to that at night?
As far as we knew...
As far as we knew, Katy...
As far as we knew...
As far as we knew, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom were still just engaged, but a new interview has fans speculating that the two secretly tied the knot in an intimate ceremony. Let's get it.
We don't need to get into it because your voice is horrendous. Why do I know? Because I had the worst voice ever.
As far as we knew, Katy...
All right. I'm seeing these people in the comment section. Why are they getting married secretly? Because they if they did get married, they don't want people to know. They want to be... left alone. Somebody that doesn't want to be left alone and wants to let us all know about his sex life.
Machine Gun Kelly put his black tongue and love for Megan Fox on full display at the 2021 Billboard Music Awards.
And at home, Brian Austin Green's like, damn it, I used to have sex with that. Now I'm a loser!
was mind-blowing. The Bloody Valentine singer attended the event in Los Angeles on Sunday, showing off his chest tattoos in a black Balmain jacket, while his girlfriend stunned in a sexy black cutout Mugler dress. And if all that wasn't hot enough, they turned the temperature up.
She sounds a little jealous. I don't know. Do you hear this tone?
Yes. And if all that wasn't hot enough, they...
The way she said it. If all that wasn't hot enough.
They turned the temperature up. Like, way up.
Like, way up. All the way turned up.
Posing for the cameras with their hands all over each other.
It's hard to top that one, man.
And while that had heads turning, so did MGK's black tongue. The musician teased a look on his Insta story ahead of the show, posting this clip of his tongue getting a dye job. ET spoke to MGK's stylist, who dished on the inspo behind the black tongue, saying it was 100% Machine Gun Kelly's idea and—
Yeah, he's wild energy.
And added that they were excited to try a look they've never done before. Quote,
that's a new thing to do. YOLO, life short, let's dye our tongues black.
He always knows how to turn the dial up to 110% in the most rad way possible.
So rad, bro. Let's dye our tongues black.
The 31-year-old musician also documented his manicure on Instagram. Black and white nails, which he later showed off to the cameras on Sunday. MGK received...
Whatever. I don't know. Let's dye our tongues black. Yeah! Usually, when I end the show, I have a pretty funny one-liner, and it goes, Hoppy Hour's now over. Today, I don't have one, so I should probably just end it.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.